Hey everyone, before we kick this episode off, I urge everyone listening to like and subscribe to our podcast, wherever you may get your podcast from. So if you listen to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating, or also subscribe to us on Spotify. And I urge all of our listeners to head to our website, and you can get more than just our podcast from there. We have news stories all the time there. We have feature articles there. So head to tnpmedia.au. That's tnpmedia.au. All right, without further ado, we'll get stuck into the podcast.
Talk and Power, your motorsport and motoring radio show. Now on 88.5 FM, the Valley comes alive. And podcasting across iTunes and talkandpower.com.au.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Talk and Power podcast. It's great to have you here. This is a really short episode. We said we weren't going to do an episode this week, but we got together and decided to, Simon and I have just got together and decided to do a quick episode, real short one. Just to let you know, we've got the Racing for NMDI fundraiser this weekend, Sunday the 24th of March at Richard Guelphy Reserve. Really looking forward to seeing you there. Head on down there. It's a gold coin donation if you want to come for a look. If you want to enter a car, it's not too late. You can pre-register. Go to the Talk and Power Facebook page. You can see how to pre-register there. If you go to the Talk and Power website, you also, there's a link there to pre-register. However, you can rock up on the day. We just ask that you get there before 9:30 so we can get you a nice spot at Richard Guelphy Reserve in Delaunay Street in Balcatta. Anyway, I digress. Simon, how are you?
Good, Nick. Good. Just very busy. We've got the Supra back from paint, and we're starting to put that together. And hopefully, fingers crossed, the Mustang will be running by this Friday. But, you know, you just don't know. But, yeah, very tired, very busy, a lot of transmissions. Had a, you know, really good Western Nationals, as you already know. We only had a little bit of carnage, two transmissions back from there. One of them that there was nothing wrong with. Just a check over. I think it was a wiring issue that caused the problem at the track. But yeah, aside from that, just ploughing through it and seeing some light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, that's great to hear. I know you've been extremely busy, but I see you've had a chance to catch some NHRA drag racing.
So the NHRA season kicked off with the Gator Nationals taking place on the 7th to the 10th of March. And what an awesome start to the 2024 season, guys. Rolling on from the hugely successful Pro Superstar Shootout, it's no surprise to see Eric Anders not only top qualifier with a 6.54, but taking a convincing win over her teammate Christian Quadra in an all-elite motorsport final. In top fuel, Sean Langdon, racing out of the Coletta Motorsports camp, took out part-time and son Steve Torrance's blocker, Steve's dad Billy Torrance, with a 3.71. It seems Alan Johnson's leadership, you know, he's known as the fuel father for a reason, is finally paying off for the Coletta team. And in an unprecedented first, the Coletta team took a double up with JR Todd taking out Nitro Funny Car with a win over Austin Prock. Guys, great outing by the Coletta team. But what a great result for Austin Prock. Two finals from two meetings. One win, one runner-up. This kid is going to be one to watch for 2024.
Hey, how awesome is that for the Colettas? That's really great. But it's also great to see Austin Prock going rounds. What a protege he's turned out to be. And it's great to see him fill in Robert Hight's seat, really doing it that spot justice.
Prock held the tree by 4 1-thousandths, opening the margin to 16 1-thousandths by 60 foot. But around 200 foot out, the ex-Robber Height, John Force Racing, Cornwall Tools entry struck the tyres, and Austin had to watch the DHL entry of JR Todd drive off into the sunset with Todd taking home the Wally. No surprises in Pro Stock Motorcycle, Gage Herrera taking the win over Matt Smith. Matt having the better light, but the Vance and Hines machine driving around Matt by 60 foot and clearing the stripe by over a tenth of a second. Do you think anyone can stop Gage Herrera in 2024? That's the big question.
I really doubt it. I just can't see that happening, to be honest.
Next meeting is the Lucas Oils Winter Nationals. This was once the traditional starting point of the NHRA, but post-COVID, the NHRA has decided to move some events around to reduce travelling expenses. And this put the winters in a better weather position, moving the event later in the year, reducing the likelihood of rain. The Winter Nationals kicks off on the 21st of March and runs through to the 24th. Check out NHRA.com or NHRA TV.
I have to be honest with you, Simon. I really like the sound of moving the Winter Nationals. I think it's always traditionally been the first event, but I think moving it is a good move for them.
And guys, be sure to get down to the Motorplex and check out Tommy Johnson Jr. driving the Rory Taylor-owned and tuned Nitro Thunder at the Nitro Max event this weekend. Spectator gates open at 4 p.m. Main event starts at 5:30. Tickets available online. motorplex.com.au or at the gate. Are you guys heading down?
Look, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get down there on the weekend. We've got the big show the day after. I've got a fair bit on that weekend, so I'm unsure if I'm going to be able to get there. We also have to shout out to Harry Haig as well, Simon. He's got the Hard-Ass 1000 going on at the moment. So shout out to Harry Haig and hope it's all going well there. We'll try and do a review of that next week. Before we wind up, as I said, we've got the big car show this weekend as well, so we'd love to see you down there. We've also got next week, we've got Michelle Morrison coming on the podcast as well, so looking forward to having an interview with her. And then after that, we're also heading down to Max Pinjarra on the 7th of April. So we've got a huge couple of weeks ahead of us, and we're going to jam Easter in there as well. So we've got a fair bit going on. Well, look, Simon, thanks for joining us for this really short podcast. I know it's been a really short one, but take care and we'll talk to you soon. All the best.
See you on the street.